you know, Michigan winning that game and the way they did it against VCU last week. And then I started thinking about it, and they put it up on first Sweet 16 visit since 94. Not only after the North Carolina game, people kind of predicted doom and gloom when C. Webb left. You guys went all the way to the regional final and lost to the team that won, Arkansas. I think that gets lost a little bit, how good that team was in your third year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I guess after going to two finals, an Elite Eight is taking a step back. But, no, we did have a great team that year. We did lose to eventual national champions, Arkansas, in Dallas. And ironically, that's where Michigan is back for the first time since, you know, we were there. Hopefully they can move on and push on a little bit. They got a tough task ahead, but I think they match up well against Kansas. I anticipate them playing well against them and moving on to the Elite Eight and possibly looking at Florida or Florida Gulf Coast, which is playing very well right now. Those guys are unbelievable. They're fun to watch.
My memory of that game, you know, Kansas kind of shaky going in, so you're right, a lot of people tipping Michigan to win tomorrow night. Is Bill Clinton was courtside at that Arkansas-Michigan game? I don't know, you probably wouldn't remember that, but does that ring a bell at all that he was there and cheering for the Razorbacks?
Oh, absolutely. We remember that the president was in the house. we definitely remember that. I remember thinking, like, how are we going to beat the president's team? That's what I kept thinking.
No calls will ever go your way, Jimmy.
You know, hey, I don't know. I don't know if the ref was Secret Service or what.
No, Jimmy, we had this debate earlier. I'm curious to get your feel on it. Do you feel that an underdog school out of nowhere like Florida Gulf Coast University going as far as they have gone in March Madness is good for the tournament?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing about basketball is totally different than any other sport, particularly football. When you think about playoffs, the game of basketball is set up for more of, I don't want to say upsets, but I think it's if you have talent that is, there may not be, you know, you may not play in the same league or the same conference, but talent-wise, if they're comparable, any team, whether it's a Florida Gulf Coast or Duke, you know, two polar opposites or seemingly polar opposite programs, if they get in the same arena and the same game, the better team is going to win, usually. I know it's only one game, but if they played a series of games, you typically get the best team that wins. And even in the tournament, I would say that the team that's streaking the most and that has the hottest hand is going to win. And usually they are the better team. So I'm not really surprised, because when I watch Florida Gulf Coast, I see why they are in the Sweet 16. That's a good, talented team. They play hard. You know, they're exciting. They're fun to watch. And not only, you know, just because they are Florida Gulf Coast, they play a good brand of basketball. So it will be a great game to watch them play against their in-state team, Florida, tomorrow.
Jimmy King joining us from the legendary Fab Five. You can follow him on Twitter, JimmyKing24, his number at Michigan. Now, you got a nightmare also tomorrow night in Indianapolis. Jimmy, Michigan State against Duke. We can't even ask you who you're rooting for. You're hoping that game's like 8-8 going into overtime. You don't want anybody to win that game. Come on.
Right. But you know what? I got to stick with the Big Ten. I'm a Big Ten homer. So I actually picked MSU over Duke, and I do love, and those are two great coaches, Mike Krzyzewski and Tom Izzo, but I'm going to give the edge to Michigan State. I think at this time of year, they play, they eke out the ugly games. I think this is going to be an ugly game. I think it's going to be a grind-out game, and in those type of matchups, I got to go with MSU.
But that's because it's against, listen, if this Michigan State gets the final, you got to pull for Marquette or Kansas or whoever's playing them. You can't. I know what those parades and celebrations in East Lansing do. I lived in Livonia, Michigan. I know what it does to people who support the maize and blue, right?
Oh, absolutely. But we got a pony in. We got a pony in it this year.
I know.
So, it's a little different, you know. Actually, I would love to see a Michigan State, Michigan, Ohio State, and Indiana Final Four. That would be awesome.